Hello once again, my beloved. Yes, my precious loved ones. You've reached Montiel here at Revolution Radio. Are you a rebel for the truth? Well, you have reached the correct network. That's right. This is the Truth Teller Network. And I hope you have found your net worth. And you know what it is? Priceless. As a semiotic linguist, I enjoy bringing poetry to you that reflects the true meaning of the importance of our experiences in life. Sometimes you look around and you see the changes being made, and it's the good, the bad, the ugly all together. And in the middle of the many contorted, confused realities, I hope you're standing for your truth. I hope you're uplifting others around you. Sometimes we have to take a moment to remember that the means to reconciling is pulling the rug up. That's right. Getting down to the nitty-gritty, the dirt underneath, so you can sweep it on out and put it in the trash. Once you see that the dirt's there, you know that it's necessary. You got to clean that up. You don't want to live with all that dirt of the past, of the shame, fear, guilt. You don't want to live with that. We all have to. Let me take that back. We all get to recover. We get to heal integrally. We get to choose. We have the freedom to choose. I believe in embarking on a journey that is realistic in regards to our goal of fulfillment, our goal to honestly, truly, and really be happy, our goal to accept what is acceptable and let go of what does not serve us. And in this process of integral healing and respecting our experiences, I hope that you can rise above what used to so easily beset you. Mm-mm-mm. What would we do without the pain? What would we do without it? If we did not have some of the pain, we would not know what the joy was. So it's all right to examine your pain. Go through the moments where you might be a little uncomfortable. But what do they say? What do they say? The good outweighs the bad. It's all about that balance and that full circle kingdom. Laws of reciprocity, the laws of karma. Once again, you have that freedom to choose which side you're on. And when you're behind closed doors and you realize that you've had a moment to recollect, recognize, and reconsider, I'm hoping that your mind has stayed on what keeps you out of the oblivion. All the truth, it does hurt. But sometimes, if you want to be set free, I said, do you want to be set free? Well, then yes, you're going to have to break those chains on around you. You're going to have to break and pull through those cords. and you might bleed a little. It's going to hurt the pain, but once you're free, the pain won't matter. Just like travailing. Travailing is birthing. When you're birthing something, it's not easy. It's not a process of, oh, that went by fast. Some things take time. Most things take time. If you want the quality. If you're worried about the quick fix and the quantity, well, that's another story. But if you are travailing and you're birthing what your purpose is, you know that you have a destiny that the Creator saw who you were and brought you to this very moment. I want you to listen to this poem that I constructed so that you can see other people's problems are not your problem unless you let them be. Sometimes we have to witness in our growth and our working for the betterment of self and others. We have to watch the oblivion. We have to watch the perishing for the lack of the knowledge. And the knowledge is of yourself. Know yourself today and believe in who you are and who you were created to be. It's time for the harvest. This is entitled Flavor Fool. Future rising to loving surprises and clues. Given away without the latest news. Solidity shook and loosed. Many thought, most choose. They choose denial of the certain truth. Sending creatures being obliged to amuse. Proving the rate of sudden refuse. Candid, stranded in a satin noose. Counting moments, not forced, but moved. Each step taken, making room. Oh, I see the new curtains, but it's the same old moot. Never imagined. You say you never knew? Ah, beautiful tree. Rotten roots. What fell from the sky? Apple, true vine, branches groomed. Fresh growth is the proof. Picking this harvest. So, flavor, fool. You remember what I said about love? Love often. Value enough. Are you valuing enough of what really happened was? Are you validating yourself? Yes, somebody dropped the ball, but now you are going to pick it up. You pick up that ball, have it in your hands, making sure you are holding on tightly, ready to make that goal. Make it swoosh, baby. Get on past the scrimmage. Come on, y'all. Sometimes where we come from wasn't the easiest, beautifulest, most white picket fence place. But let me tell you, wherever you've come from, whoever, never said, I'm sorry, or yes, you're right, I was wrong, or, well, I heard you say no. If people in your life have not been the ones that their titles designated them to be, it has nothing to do with making someone do anything. There is no control of others. Oh, but what about yourself? And then when you think of the word control, when you think of every word I say as a semiotic linguist, every tone of voice trying to reach out to you, it's a word, it's a place, it's a thing, it's a condition. There are definitions for definitions, reasons for reasons, whys for whys, hows for hows, what's for what's, wins for wins. There is wheres for wheres. But ultimately, the spirit in you that did make it on through, come on. You made it. You, my beloved, my chosen sunflower, created by the Creator for a certain intricate purpose. You made it. You are still here. Make it a sudden move. At this point, make your wellness, your health, your self-love, your self-acceptance, like I said, validating yourself, the respect for yourself, make it a sudden move. A real, honest choice. You have that freedom to choose what is best for you today. It do not take the time that you have and waste it on energy that is negative, waste it on people who do not respect what you do, who you are, where you came from. Get on the frequencies that have you in the realms where your ancestors carry you along as your guardians. They call them angels. Who saw everything? Who does understand what other people could never fathom? Remember who you are today. All and everything was not for nothing. Too much of anything will have you remembering that everything comes to be all or nothing. I said everything is all or nothing. So if you're going to give your energy to what people have lacked in, what the places lacked in, what the things lacked in, it's a waste. But if you give your energy to the intricate space in your soul, the intricate strands of your DNA working with your pineal gland, as your skin glows up in the sunshine, S-O-N, as your eyes can be placed upon the knowledge and your mind can receive it by the spiritual essence that you choose to engulf. I'm asking you to engage on this journey, embark on it, have respect, truly have regards of cognitive realities, your conscience is why you are conscious. You're conscious of what it takes to get away from what does not serve you. Sending up elevated thoughts of the hope we need and the hope that we are when we look in the mirror. Like I said, you're still standing. So keep on. Keep moving. So you can live. And if you're living, get to moving. Move on. The truth of the matters that heal you integrally today. Don't forget, a pen to a page keeps your mind right. Face what you need to face. Face what you need to face today. You will feel so much better when you have swept that dirt from under the rug and thrown it away. I'm very proud of you. Thank you for tuning in to Rebelution Radio. Yes, here at the Truth Teller Network, we're keeping it real. That's right. Telling the truth is showing love. And when you love someone, you tell them the truth. How else can you be loyal? Much love, much peace, much joy. Have a reciprocal day. And show your concern for someone else today. Any of the concern or validation you did not get, any of the respect you know was dismissed, well then, you do the opposite of that. You turn it all around and you show that to somebody else who you can see in their eyes. Feel just how you felt. And it will come back to you. Keep that cycle going. Love often. Value enough. Peace.